Good morning. Welcome to the FTS Betty Slippy on Tuesday, the 22nd of December. Somebody said to me, why didn't I mention Arsenal yesterday? I'm nice to them. It's Christmas time. You've got to be kind to them, haven't you? I think when you got 1 point in nine yourself as well, you're in no position to start ripping other teams off. But I did say Everton, didn't I? I did say I thought Everton were a bit big at the weekend. Yes, and as Jim Buck said, in the NFL, I know not many are into NFL, but if you are, the Jets won their first game of the season. Allegedly, somebody bet $100 back in September that the first Jets win would be in week 13 or week 15, whatever the week number was. I can't remember. They bet that back in September and won. I don't know, I think it was 50-odd grand. And then the Bengals won last night, making it the first time that two underdogs of 14 points or more have won outright on the same weekend. Andy Richman informs me since 1973. I know it was a long time. I think it's happened two or three times in the Super Bowl, 50 years or whatever, or more of the Super Bowl. But yeah, staggering. I expect people will be blaming it on COVID or Brexit or something for that happening. Which leads me to, I had an email. I think a few of you feel the Bundesliga 2 is beating you up. There's been more home wins in the Bundesliga 2 as a percentage this season than there were last season. Last season, the Bundesliga 2 home win percentage was 42%. This season, it is currently at 44%. So obviously if you're favouring home sides or taking on away sides, you're just landing on the wrong ones, and that doesn't go on forever, as I keep saying to people. And the Championship, again, you know, everybody was saying at the start, you know, just 4 or 5 weeks ago, Championship's over, this, that and the other. The Championship home win percentage this season, 41.42%. last season, 41.65, almost bang on. I know it's difficult when you're having losses. I know what people say. It's difficult when other people are stoking it up. But that's the numbers. As I say, I'm a numbers man. I think it'll all end up pretty much where it was, or within a very reasonable margin for error by the end of the season. You know, it's, everything is falling back. Premier League goals now. Do you remember when they were nearly four? They're now 2.91 for the season. Last year 2.72. You know, it's all well within, it's within 10%. It's well within the margin of errors with plenty of time to go. So, as always, I know when you have a loss, it's a tough old game, but it is just a margin for error. In the Bundesliga 2, more home wins as a percentage this season than there were last season. Wasn't going to do stats and mindset this week, but there we go. Right, I have got a first half goal for you at Sunderland-Blackpool. If it is 0-0, 20-25 minutes, Sunderland-Blackpool. Get involved. And I've got one horse. It's just the one horse for today. Which is in the Sedgefield 325 Good Luck Charm. There's the last day of racing today, so there won't be any horses tomorrow, Stephen Humphreys. There will, of course, be, I think there's four meetings on Boxing Day, so I will do Boxing Day as normal. I've done the football this morning. We'll do it again on Friday. That's it. I've got nothing. I'm point blank refusing to talk about Christmas dinner and Christmas things any further. I'm just going to move on and get through the week. We've got football ahead. I don't know what, got quite a busy week, 70 odd games over today and tomorrow. And then obviously the Premier League and Championship and things from Saturday onwards. So it's very much business as usual, just crack on. I hope your last minute plans all go well. And I will be back with you tomorrow. And then next week, in the build-up to the non-existent new year, I'm going to go over some of the pod highlights, some of the stories that people have asked me to do. I'll do a couple of day next week through into the build-up to 2021, which I hope for everybody is still going to be a long way off, but it gets a lot better. Sort of by the time we get to June, July next year, I would imagine. I think we're probably going to have to be like this till then. But come June, July, hopefully, things are starting to get somewhere near some sort of normal. Personally, can't see anything happening before then when you see the state we're in and vaccinations, how long that whole program's going to take, and obviously got to get enough people vaccinated and people who don't want to take it and la-di-la-di-la. So I think we're still in for a rough 4, 5, 6 months. And it's the hope that kills you. I think you're better just looking at it like that, and if it's any better, then you're good. I think that was the thing with Christmas, certainly for us, and that for Sam. It was the hope of, well, we've had a shit year, but at least we'll have a good Christmas. And then when that sort of disappears, it's the hope that kills you. It's like being a Spurs fan. It's the hope that kills you. I told Suggs Chelsea would stuff West Ham last night as well. He didn't agree. He said, oh, no, I think that'll be tough. There you go, see. Listen to me. Yeah, I've told you. Right, have a lovely whatever day of the week it is. I really don't care. It's Tuesday, and have a lovely Tuesday, and I will be back with you all tomorrow morning.